What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. I want to do some housekeeping before we get started. Make sure you have subscribed to the podcast wherever you're finding it, on Apple or Spotify. If you're on Audio Boom, I believe you can subscribe there too. Make sure you share the shit with a friend, okay? Share it. And then I want you to tune into a few episodes, especially if you're new here. I think you have to kind of commit to listening to be able to leave a review, but that's a very important part of this process. I do not monetize the podcast, but bitch, I'm showing up for you. So that's the price you pay. Okay. It is a play to pay experience. And I'm just asking you to pay it forward, either, you know, share it, make sure you're leaving the review, whatever it takes. You can also find me on all the socials, most active probably on Facebook. Hit up my website at brandonlynette.com. This is where you can subscribe to my emails. And then if you are looking for my books, yes, books, bitch, I am a 3-time Amazon bestseller. You can go to onceuponatimebitches.com and pick those up as well. So housekeeping is done. And today's conversation is going to be about living as your future self. I threw up some posts in groups today because I really needed help with topics. And I know a lot of you on my private page, on my personal page, responded with some things, and I'll get to those as we go. But this one stood out to me after I begged my husband for a topic for about, 4 hours, and he came up. Well, no, he had a great idea, but it was definitely not going to be a positive outcome for all of us. Okay. It was going to be something that would get me fired up and angry and probably get you fired up and angry. So let's just recalibrate and talk about what kind of person should be practicing life as their future self. Okay. I saw an email from Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza. If you guys don't know who he is, I guarantee you're going to benefit from finding out who he is. Okay. He is definitely a monumental part of the shift I made in my life, the choices that he made, and the ideals that he teaches, the practice that he teaches, the meditation, mindful living have 100% geared me towards who I needed to be. And part of that experience, I still listen to his emails, and I still get his, blog posts maybe, but one came by today and it was like, when the world is a stage, right? And he's definitely right. We are acting in everything that we're doing. Like, if we can just view this as a movie and you're the star of the show, like you are the director, you're the producer, you're the writer, you're the actor, you are doing this. This is the movie of your life. I thought about that perspective and I thought, who could benefit the most from understanding what it takes to practice living as your future self? Okay. Because anybody who wants to create a more fulfilling life is going to want to do this. So if you are someone who is feeling stuck, unfulfilled in your current situation, if you feel like you're not living up to your potential, or that you're not living the life you want, practicing living as your future self is going to help you identify what changes you need to make to get there. So I get it. Because when I'm coaching women, when I'm having these conversations, I ask the question of like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And what are the habits it takes to create that person? And you kind of are in this position of, you don't know what you don't know. Okay, so it's all about taking that first step. If you can pretend to show up with this person, like this person that already has all these things, every day you wake up, you're going to learn something new that they might do, right? Things start clicking. It's part of that, you know, like yesterday, opportunity presents itself, the opportunity to change your life and for the universe to meet you for where you want to be in your future self. It's the same thing. The more you step up to show, you know, that you're going to commit to the discipline of the habits that are going to create your future self, the more the universe presents the opportunity and things just start clicking. Okay. So if you're someone who's trying to make a big transition, maybe you're starting a new job, moving to a new city, or you're going into a new phase of life, we're all going through those phases. I'm literally, this morning, I got out of bed. I came downstairs for some water while my husband was still here. And I've been kind of in this energetic trapped mode of like, I still have dependent babies, and it is a weight. Okay. If you're not a mom, I don't know how better to explain this other than it is a weight, and not a bad one, but it's just like a part of your energy knows it has to be connected to this part of your life to be completely, absolutely 100% available. Right. I can, you know, go have a sleepover with my daughter. We could get a hotel room with my college girl, right? We can go stay in a hotel and I can go downstairs to the lobby for breakfast and she's not going to wake up and freak the fuck out, right? She's at a whole different level of maturity. Well, I'm still in that energetic space of I'm down here talking to my husband and I hear this baby crying, okay? My 4-year-old freaking the fuck out because I was not in bed. And as I'm going upstairs, I realized like I felt because we're always looking for like what we can fix, what we can work on. Okay. That's my mentality. Like, what can I work on? And I felt like this kind of pull for things that I'm still not ready for. And that one of those things, you know, is like the traveling and stuff. I'm not ready to go to those events and stuff and to do that thing anymore because I feel her. She's not ready for that. And so I energetically have a connection to be available to her. And I've realized that I'm still beating myself up for that. I forget that I can't just jump out of bed and go tackle life when I want. I still have that space. So we have new phases of life. My next phase of life is going to be that part where I don't have a dependent child anymore. She is going to be self-sufficient and dependent. You know, by the time she's 7 or 8 years old, I can wake up and go do whatever I want. I can go out in the garage and get on the treadmill. I can do whatever. I have a new level of freedom. That's not the case now, but maybe you are transitioning to a different phase, especially as a mom. Okay. So you want to practice if you're not sure where to start, like that day one of maybe you're an empty nester, day one. Okay. Who do you want to be now that you don't have kids? What is day one for you? Just start practicing life as your future self. And then you start to prepare for the changes that are coming. People who are maybe working towards a specific goal. If you have a specific goal in mind, like starting a business, maybe you're going to write a book. Maybe you're going to do a podcast. Maybe you're going to run a fucking marathon. Practice living as that person. That's how you're going to stay focused and motivated. You want to improve your life. You want to improve your relationships. You want to be a better partner, friend, parent, family member. Practice living as your future self, okay? Because then you can start identifying the qualities and behaviors you need to cultivate in order to be the kind of person you want to be in your relationships. So if you sound like you are in this space, then keep listening. If you're like, fuck that, nah, I'm exactly where I need to be, then bitch, you probably don't need to listen to the rest of the podcast. Okay, I'll save you some time today. But honestly, anyone who wants to live a more intentional, fulfilling life benefits from practicing what it takes to live as their future self. We know who needs to do this. So the question is, why? Why is this going to benefit you? Okay. You're going to gain clarity and direction. When you imagine yourself in the future, you gain the clarity about what you really want and what you need to do to get there. You set the clearer goals and you get more focus when you create a plan of action. The universe does not work on I think so's. Okay. The universe works on clarity. God himself needs you to be clear on what it is you want. That's the energy he sets out for us to be responsible, independent creators to make our own choices. That's the power of our free thinking souls and spirits, okay? Is that we get to choose the direction, but we have to be very clear. And that's how the universe can respond to us. If you are half-assing it, you're fucked. If you do not have clarity, you can't really move forward, okay? If you want to practice living intentionally as your future self, you're going to increase your motivation, okay? Because if you can imagine yourself living the life you want, bitch, you're going to be on fire. You're going to be like, fuck yes, I can do this. And it's going to inspire you, kind of put a light of fire under your ass to make changes in your current life. That helps you stay committed to your goals. That helps you push through obstacles that might derail you. And if you are living as your potential self, you're going to identify potential obstacles, okay? Practicing living as your future self is going to help you identify whatever could stand in your way. By thinking through these challenges ahead of time, you come up with strategies to overcome them and stay on track, okay? Road bumps are not meant to stop you, okay? It's not a stop sign. It's just to slow the fuck down and recalibrate direction. That's it, okay? If you can practice living as your future self, you can build confidence. You will gain confidence in your ability to achieve your goals. Okay. So there goes your self-doubt, because once your confidence expands, then what room is there to doubt who the fuck you are? There is no room. Okay. You build resilience in the face of setbacks, and then you get to experience the emotions of success. You can experience what it would be if you were this person, if you put in the work to be here, then you create positive feedback loop that reinforces your motivation. And then all of a sudden you're on a whole new wheel of life, Right now, the wheel you're on fucking sucks balls. You're tired of this. It's Groundhog Day. You don't know how to get the fuck off. You have to jump on a new wheel. You get to create a new wheel. Remember, you're the star of the show, okay? And I can't tell you when to do this, bitch. It depends on your individual circumstance. Like, unless you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's it. When you're feeling stuck or lost, if you're feeling like you're not sure what you want out of life or where you're headed, this is the time to do this. This is the time where you start practicing living as your future self, okay? That's where you gain that clarity. You're going through that transition of life. You need a way to help navigate with greater ease, 100%. You need this when you're setting goals for yourself, whether it's personal or professional. What is this all going to look like? What does it feel like? And it's time to just spiral yourself towards taking action. If you are feeling discouraged or overwhelmed by the challenges in life, this is where you can picture yourself staying focused on the goals and feeling more positive about your ability to overcome obstacles because you are the person of the future. How do we do this, B? How do we live as our future self? Okay. You have to visualize who this person is. And it's journal time because I want you to get a notebook and I literally want you to write down all the things. What does this person look like? What does this person feel like? What kind of life are you living? What kind of person do you want to be? Identify your goals. What do you eat? What do you drink? How do you spend your time? What are your hobbies? Who are your friends? What's the company you keep? What are the books you're reading? What is the stuff you're watching on TV? Identify your goals because based on your vision of who the fuck you are, you can identify those specific goals that you need to achieve to get there. And then you break those down into small steps of massive action. And make changes in your present self. Start making the change now that are going to align with who you want to be. Maybe you need to learn some skills. Maybe you need to seek out new opportunities. Maybe you need to just find a whole new circle of friends. Taking action is going to be the key. You know enough about the world. You know what you picture your life of desire. You know that image. Your brain will literally give you an accurate picture of the person you need to become to create the change you desire. All you have to do is ask. And once you have that answer, you get to start living as that person today. You don't wait. You can think, act, and adopt the beliefs of someone who is fit, of someone with a great social circle, whatever kind of person you are, that person you dream of, the person you of your dreams. That's what you do. Imagine yourself 10 years from now, you're living the life. How do you feel? How do you behave? I want you to journal about your ideal average day. What is your income? What is your relationship like? How much do you exercise? What type of workouts do you do? What is your attitude like? How much money do you make? Better yet, how do you make your money? What are your saving and spending habits? How many friends do you have? How often do you go out? How do you manage the social circle? How do you communicate? What are your habits? Then look at your current life and behavior. Contrast all of these things that you're going to journal about with your current life. Take notes about the differences in how you behave and think today versus your future self. What changes do you need to make? Bitch, there are people out there charging you hundreds of dollars for a course like this. Hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars for this kind of information. And this is the shit that comes with it. You got to do the work. So I just saved you like $1,000. I want you to share this with a friend, someone that is fucking tired of where they're at. And then I want you to do this work. And I want you to come back and tell me how much it benefited where you are and your transition to change. Journal it. You can compare who you want to be to who you are now. I don't care how much it hurts or how frustrated you get. Good. Good. Let it sink in. And that's it. List the behaviors that you would like to incorporate into your life to match who the fuck you want to be. If you think and act the same way, you'll eventually attain the same results. That's it. Begin making the changes. It's action. And you start slow. It's just a couple of changes at first. Maybe you need to cut out sugar. Maybe you need to start working out. Maybe you need to become more social. Once you decide to review your goals every single night, I want you to journal about this. And meditation is key. I'm telling you, find Joe Dispenza. I watched a show called Rewired on Gaia. Gaia is like a Netflix app. And the show is incredible because it gives you all perspectives of this information. Okay. Talking about the God gene, we're talking about just energy, we're talking about science, we're talking about how it all meets up in one moment to talk about how incredible meditation is for you. And so you're going to be moving slow. You're going to adopt new habits. And once the first set of habits starts to stick, that's where you add more. And now you're going to start learning to adopt a new mindset. When you're faced with a decision or a challenge, ask yourself, what would future Brandon do? And start making decisions that way and see what happens. And bitch, we're in the arena, okay? We're in the arena of life where we get our ass kicked. So I'm going to tell you that you can expect resistance. That's it. It's not going to be easy to approach life with a new perspective and new behaviors, okay? It's going to feel uncomfortable, but that's good. It's when you do the uncomfortable shit that you bring change into your life. This is where we are expanding our comfort zone one little bit, right? Like just move the needle a tiny bit. You're doing that. When you do things you're used to doing, things stay the same. That's comfortable, but bitch, you will never get progress that way. So I don't want you to wait 10 years to start being and acting who you're going to be. And you're like, oh, but that's how long it's going to take me to make my money. That's how long it's going to take me to, you know, build this empire. No, no, bitch. I don't care what comes in 10 years. You be that person now. And that's how you collapse time. That's how you really don't have to wait 10 years for the magic to happen. You start now and you speed up your progress considerably. That's it. And yes, it's going to take work. This is like a little mini part-time job for you. But if you want a different life, you have to do something different. We all know what the definition of insanity is. And I want you to move above that, rise above that. And it's not too late for you. I don't want any excuses of like, I'm too old. This is, you know, I've lived my life. I've fucked up enough. I've made enough mistakes. Life is hard enough. Bitch, you're going to struggle exactly where you are. So why not have fun doing it, right? The world is your stage. Start practicing your acting classes 100%. Start acting like that person you want to become and show the world. That's it. It's in you. You're already that person. You're just trying to pull them closer to you now and adopt those habits so that you collapse that time. Okay. I love you, bitches. Have a great day. I should warn you too. I had the conversation today and I want your feedback, y'all. I want the feedback. You have a support group. I have a support group on Facebook called Listen Bitch. You could talk to me there. You can email, whatever. Just communicate. Okay. I am thinking for the summer that I'm probably just going to go down to one episode a week just to get through the summer. And then back in the fall, I'll come back to 5 days a week. I'm not trying to be a punk about shit, but I'm trying to be realistic, realistic in where my energy is expanded. And we're starting a new business and we're doing some different things. All my kids are going to be home. It's just going to be like a fucking shit show of chaos. And I feel like I don't think my best self would be showing up here. I already know what a week and a half felt like with my kids here for this now. I did the same thing for Christmas break. Everyone was home and I just took the break. So instead of cutting off cold turkey and just saying, you know, summer, we're done, my husband had the great idea of like, let's do once a week. And I think microdose Monday is super important. I'm going to keep that. I think we're just going to do a Monday podcast where I could talk about microdosing and then I'll talk about this other shit as well. Okay. Just to help you stay in the driver's seat of your life. I don't want you to lose momentum on owning your shit. I don't want you to lose momentum on becoming the responsible creator of all the decisions that are to come in your life. You understand, like, radical responsibility. So I want to keep talking about that. I think we're going to just move down to once a week. Let me know how you feel. If you're frantic and you're freaking the fuck out and you're like, I can't, I'm going to jump off a bridge if I can't listen to you 5 days a week. I get it. I know it's intense. I know. I get it. Other than that, if you guys are cool with that, just give me a thumbs up and just, cause I'm here for you. You know what I mean? What do I get out of this? What do I get out of this? I do like talking to myself, I guess, apparently. I like helping you. I like helping you become the person you're meant to be. 100%. That's not going to change. So I do commit to that, but, I serve you. I'm here to help you. So I love you, bitch. Have a great day.